views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, once again, this is Dr. Ronnie, and I am joined with Dr. McCabe today. We are very excited to talk to you about our most passionate subject, toxic body, toxic mind, and the power of love. This show will feature and explain to you how we think when we are toxic, when the emotions become affected by what we eat, and when there's lack of nutrients, our brain cells get affected. And we become withdrawn and we become depressed. We really don't want to get up and go to work. We're yelling at our kids. We're kicking the dog. Why does that happen when our bodies are toxic? We're joined here with Dr. McCabe, and she's going to give you some tips. And I'm going to explain to you why that happens, first of all. You know, Dr. McCabe, hello again. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon, I should say. Happy weekend.
You know how passionate I am about living in this world. We're living in a very polluted world, as I could say. It's no longer a secret. Everybody knows that. And I want to talk to you, and I want everyone to understand, you know, the body gets toxic, and we are affected by that. You see, people want to ask me all the time, what is toxins? First of all, let's say, what is detoxification? Detoxification is eliminating and neutralizing toxins that come from our food, our water, our air, and also things that we put on our body that can enter into our skin, through our skin, and create toxins that way as well. And we have organs of detoxification. And all of our organs work very, very hard for us in order to keep us clean or cleaner. The liver, though, you know the liver. I've always had some issues with my liver, so I love my liver now. My liver is doing very well now. The liver is a major detox organ. It's affected by many things. It's affected by nicotine. It's affected by caffeine. It's affected by trans fat. It's affected by lack of fiber in our diet. It's affected by preservatives. Anyone getting upset is affected by dyes, skin, things that we put on our hair and on our skin, and even prescription drugs, residue from prescription drugs. Toxins are poisons in foreign bodies that enter into our bloodstream. So we feel that, you know, and a lot of people don't understand why they feel the way they feel. And by giving them knowledge, lots of knowledge, because knowledge is very powerful, it allows us to react. Like, if you don't have knowledge, you can't do anything about it. But once you have knowledge,
that's right,
you can do a lot about it. What do you think about, and I know you deal with a lot of people that have emotional depression, withdrawn symptoms. I remember, Dr. McCabe, I want to tell you a story. I remember, you know, at the retreat, many people would say, I really want to lose weight, Dr. Ronnie, and I really do want my Lyme disease to get better, and I want my arthritis to go away. But the real reason why I'm here is I just want to feel better. I feel so emotionally toxic. And for me, that was bingo, because like I said, wow, that's a moment for me. I was excited to hear that, because I already knew many years before that you have to feel it in your emotions. You have to feel it internally in your spirit in order for you to react physically. Isn't that something? if I didn't get the depression, if I didn't get withdrawn, I can deal with some of the physical symptoms. It's not until I feel bad emotionally that I begin to do something about that.
Yes, Ronnie, that's correct. Going back, it's amazing how we are literally holistic beings. So our mind, our body, our whole health and existence is all dependent on each other. There is no such thing as any system within our body, for example, our respiratory system, not being affected by our thought process. And it becomes very complicated to get better when we just don't feel well. When we have so many clients, like you were saying, on our last destination retreat at Martha's Vineyard, who came to us and said, you know, I do understand how to eat. I do understand that I need to change some things in my nutrition to help me detox. But it's so difficult to do that because my present state of existence is causing me to be depressed. So I think what we're talking about is how those things work hand in hand and how we get to the point where we can feel better mentally and emotionally, so we do have the energy, so we have risen our vibration to the point where we can follow through on a nutritional plan. And as you are the detox expert on those type of plans, so it's very, very important. And the solutions are very holistic, meaning just as if you were planning on running a mile, that you may have to first walk. There is an active plan that goes with it. So those things are very important, and it's just amazing how each affects the other. And you're right. Every single client, and I know, Ronnie, that you have had thousands of clients literally across the globe. I myself have had many, many clients that the number one thing where people want to get to, no matter what the illness is I just want to feel good. I want to have a mental and a psychological as well as a physical state of existence that feels well, where I'm looking in the mirror and not only do I look good, but I feel good. So I'm really in appreciation of what this show is all about, as I know it hits the core of all of our desires.
That's really, you know, that's so proud, so profound. You know, emotional cleansing through physical detoxification is becoming bigger than ever today. I think people understand now, in the last 10 years, I have seen some amazing changes. People now get it with the food. They're starting to connect that they need to release emotional toxins from their cellular level. They're starting to understand that they need to release the emotional toxins, not only physically, but they need to cleanse their emotions by allowing their bodies and their emotions to speak about some of the things that have been holding them back. I'll never forget, you know, when once I just went to a retreat and I didn't understand the emotions quite well about how that would affect my physical detox program. I was in New York City. Maybe that had a lot to do with it. I don't know. But I was in this high-rising apartment, and I was doing a cleanse with one of my celebrity friends. And I remember being in her apartment, probably on the 15th floor, looking out, and the housekeeper walked in, and she said, "Well, hello, Dr. Ronnie." And I looked at her, and I went hysterical crying. Hysterical. And she says, "Well, did I do anything?"
Yes.
Say. And I couldn't explain to her. I just looked at her and says, "No, you're absolutely wonderful. And I don't know why I'm crying." But I had to do some work around that. And I did some breath work. And I understood that I had deep-seated emotional pain that I would sweep underneath the carpet like many people do. And I didn't realize, as I was releasing the physical toxins, that I was also releasing emotional toxins. Because you see, emotions and memories are stored in our cellular level, and it can cause disease patterns, and it does cause disease patterns. And that's why we always used to say, when people didn't even understand that, we used to say body, mind, and spirit, body,
yes,
mind, and soul. And people look at us like, you know, we were nuts. But now they understand that truly, in order for the physical body to get well, you need to heal the emotional body as well. So that's why I'm so passionate about always talking to you about this subject matter, because I think that the connection with us is going to allow a lot of people to understand their disease process. And we haven't even really got into the categories of disease that we're going to. I think our first one is in a couple of weeks where we'll be talking, we'll be picking a particular disease. But I think that in order to get to that, we must understand that there is a connection, and that when you're getting well is whole body wellness programs. It's not an isolated drug. It's not an isolated treatment. It's not an isolated particular food. It's all of it. And that's what we're going to be doing. And I'm so happy to have you here today, because one of the things that I like to talk about later on is what can you do to help people to understand the connection between their emotions and their physical body. Give them some tips so that when they go away, they can start activating some of these tips that we give them, practicing them, and living by them.
Yes. It's so important. And I also want to point out that I do realize there is this awakening that seems to really be coming forth of more and more people are realizing by the thousands that, yes, I do want to lose weight. And now I'm realizing that my emotions and my total body existence is a part of that. So let me work on my whole being to get that. And I know that when we come back off after break, we're going to begin to give solutions. I wanted to put the number out there if anyone wanted to add to this conversation. I think if they want to, they can add to the conversation. I know that, Ronnie, you had an email to give them. But they can just reach us at 1-800-930-2819, because this is about whole body wellness, which is actually not a new concept. It is thousands and thousands, and probably as old as man itself. It's just that we've gotten away from it for the last few hundred years, I would say. And now, because everyone just wants to enjoy life in their total existence, professionals like you, Ronnie, and myself can help share these keys as our audience also shares with us.
Thank you so much, and we'll be right back. And I'm excited to talk to you further. Please, let's take a break right now.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
The Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie. She will change your thinking about your health, your body, and your mind. One of the most dynamic holistic experts in the country, Dr. Ronnie, best-selling author, naturopathic doctor, independent scientific researcher, registered nurse, and founder of Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. Each week, this media sensation will help you obtain optimal health through her no-nonsense advice and world-renowned guests. This show features holistic solutions and remedies to the health concerns that are on your mind and in your body. Whether Dr. Ronnie talks about how to make healthy meals, detoxing your body, she will discuss the latest advancements in longevity or life extension therapies. She will discuss treatments you won't believe we still use in this country to treatments that we should use and don't. Are you open? Are you ready? Let's say yes to Dr. Ronnie. The end game is helping you make the whole body healthier. Say yes to the miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, KEES, please.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hello, I'm back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and I'm with Dr. Makeba. She's my primary special guest today, and we're here talking about detoxification, your emotions, and what does love have to do with it all. And my goal and her goal and many people's goal today is, because wellness is growing around the globe, is to reach people around the globe to help them to live a healthier and happier life. Not only are we going to help you to detox your body, detox your emotions, but there's a connection to love that we're going to talk about. There are many, many ways to detox. And there's, you know, the purpose today is for body detoxification and emotional cleansing. We can't cover everything in 1 hour, although I'm trying. There are so many ways to detox, and there are dozens of herbs and fruits and vegetables and oils that we use in detoxification. But I want to tell you the one important thing about body detoxification is that nothing works if you don't have the love for your body temple. And I have said that so many times, and I wish that there was magic that I can instill in people to have love. But really, in all honesty, it starts with knowledge. Knowledge is very powerful. And Dr. Makeba, I want you to be able to explain to me and to the audience and to our listeners, why is it that so many people get up every single day, they go to work, they'll take care of their loved ones, but they won't take care of themselves?
That is an excellent, excellent question, Ronnie. And the long and short answer that I have for that, and then, of course, I'll go in the long answer, is that love is a lifestyle, because we practically exist. So everything we do is a motion and an action. So our actions show if we have enough love for ourselves. And I want to coin something just because I think it's kind of cute. Tina Turner had a famous song out, and I do admire Tina Turner much. And the name of the song was, What's Love Have to Do With It? Well, my answer to that is a bit different than the answer that was given in the song, because my answer is everything. Love has to do everything. You have to remember that every thought has a physiological and a chemical reaction in your body. This is not something we're making up. This has long ago been proven. That's why how you feel about yourself is actually scientifically measurable. That's why things can be hooked up to you and a lie detector test can be given. Because everything functions on a vibration. So you have to have the utmost love, meaning you have to be the primary entity that you care for in order to release the proper hormones and chemicals from your brain in order to have the energy to follow through on a weight loss program or to follow through on any type of program that has to physically do with improving your health. So this is what we mean by love in a very, very practical sense that is applied daily, all day, every day through your actions.
That's, you know, that's really something, because, you know, people think, you know, I'm the guru of environmental illness and detoxification, but I do have to tell myself every day. Sometimes, you know, I get up and, you know, I've always struggled with toxicity because my liver can't handle a lot of toxins, so I have to stay clean all the time. But I have to tell you, there's some times where I just want to eat something, and I know that it's not perfect for me, and it wasn't good for my body, but I ate it anyway, and I don't do too bad. You know, and I have signs of toxicity, you know, and I, one of the friends said to me yesterday, she knew I was going to come on this show, she's probably listening, she said, you know, can you just tell people what these signs are? You know what the signs are, Dr. Ronnie, because you've been doing this work for many, many years, but what are the signs? And the signs, Dr. McCabe, include the emotional toxicity signs as well. The first thing you feel and I feel when I've eaten something bad and I know it's in my bloodstream and I shouldn't have done it is I feel this sort of poor concentration. And I know a lot of my clients that come to the retreat, they have mood swings and they have anxiety and depression.
Yes.
But the other thing is they have like this lack of energy and they can't sleep at night, but they have a lot of energy during the day. And the other thing is they have major, major cravings and lots of addictions and digestive problems and irregularity. But I think the saddest thing that people have that they don't contribute to detoxification and detox body is that they have inflammation, extreme inflammation, like their joints hurt, their sinuses hurt, their muscles ache. These are signs that the body's detox. That needs to be detoxed. It's not a sign of that you need Tylenol or you need Motrin or any of that. It's a sign that you need to cleanse your body. A lot of people have told me many times that the only reason why they went on a detoxification was because they were breaking out with acne. And they says to their surprise that their brain started functioning better. Their digestive system started functioning better. And one lady, she couldn't believe that she could walk up and down a flight of stairs for the first time. So it will just take one symptom to bring you in to a program of detoxification. And with that one symptom, you will find that many of your bodily organs will improve. And the highest compliment that I have for detoxification is that many people have told me, if I can't stop drinking wine or beer or smoking until they went on a detox program. So I believe that the signs of toxicity is a major breakthrough. If we can educate people around the globe that these are truly signs of detoxing, of the body being toxic and that you need to detox, I think we've done some real good work. It's hard.
That's major.
It's major. It's hard for a lot of people because, you know, for centuries we've been told that if you have this symptom, you need to take this medication. And so we've been brainwashed for so many years trying to match a symptom with a medication. So we're no longer believing that. And we're trying to love ourselves. Dr. McCabe, we're really trying to love ourselves because we really don't want to take that medication. But like I said, there's a lot of knowledge that needs to be out there explaining to people that you can love yourself with the good nutrition and good herbs, good fruits and vegetables, and great essential oils. If you can learn some simple protocols or just some simple recipes and start today. As a matter of fact, can we talk about that a little bit later on how we're going to give them some protocols and some recipes for love? And I'll give a couple of recipes for detoxification later on.
Absolutely, because that's what this is about. It's about giving solutions. And one thing that I want to just kind of go over that you just said, Ronnie, it's so, so important. You said for centuries, we've been conditioned that when these symptoms pop up, that we should just address that symptom and more than likely with something that's way more toxic than the system itself, the symptom itself by means of a drug. And what I want to say to that, and it's like you said, it's all education and it's all about whole body wellness. And there is no such thing as a single part in our body not working in direct conjunction with everything else in our total existence. But it's actually when these symptoms come up, they're actually the body's wonderful natural intelligence to give us a warning sign that we are toxic and that we need to detox. But rather, modern society has somewhat taught us that instead of paying attention to it and detoxing, we are taught to put more poison into it, which makes it a much worse situation. A lot of time it depresses the body. It'll get rid of the symptom, but it'll add to the toxicity of the body. But tell you what, there's always a price, Ronnie, because it pops up later as a much worse degenerative and chronic illness. And so in learning how to love ourselves and learning how to feel better and to detoxify through nutrition, through herbs, and having the proper mindset that we have the power to do this, much of it is, like you said, it's education. I'm really looking forward to giving these keys of how to attain this.
You know, and I want to, a lot of people always ask me, I'll never forget this. I did a seminar, it was like 500 people in the audience. And this was when I started talking about detoxification many, many years ago. And people are still asking me today. They go, well, come on, Dr. Ronnie, it can't be that many toxins in our food. And I would say to them, oh no, it's over 3,000 new chemicals dumped in our food supply every single year. And we can't escape it. There's so many toxins. We all eat toxic stuff all day long. And I remember I was so timid when I first started this work over 20 years ago that I would not get in front of 500 people and start listing all these toxins because, you know, we not only do people get alarmed, but, you know, you got to be careful. But, you know, for the sake of simplicity, I always want to read the labels on every single thing I eat. I make sure that my children don't open up bags and cans without reading the label. Because some of the things that we just don't even think about, like artificial sweeteners, we don't need our artificial sweeteners all day, every day. We don't need thickenings, and we don't need flavorings and dyes in our food and butter flavoring. You know, do the real thing. We don't need different things that like acid and things that are called chelating agents. And they're really on the labels. These are on the labels. I mean, if you cannot pronounce it and if you don't know what it is, then why are you eating it? You really need to look it up before you eat some of these things. And I hear all the time, like, you know, the extracts that they put in some of our foods is supposed to make the food last longer or supposed to make the food taste better. But why don't we just eat food that's natural, that we don't need to preserve? You know, because that's what's been put in nature for us to eat. We don't need food that have flavorings and dyes and diet stuff in it and all kinds of high fructose corn syrup. I think that once you rid your body of this, you will feel an amazing, amazing. And I think we owe it to ourselves to try it. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie. She will change your thinking about your health, your body, and your mind. One of the most dynamic holistic experts in the country, Dr. Ronnie, best-selling author, naturopathic doctor, independent scientific researcher, registered nurse, and founder of Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. Each week, this media sensation will help you obtain optimal health through her no-nonsense advice and world-renowned guests. This show features holistic solutions and remedies to the health concerns that are on your mind and in your body. Whether Dr. Ronnie talks about how to make healthy meals, detoxing your body, she will discuss the latest advancements in longevity or life extension therapies. She will discuss treatments you won't believe we still use in this country to treatments that we should use and don't. Are you open? Are you ready? Let's say yes to Dr. Ronnie. The end game is helping you make the whole body healthier. Say yes to the miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie.
You got attitude? Keys to the Rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hello, we're back talking about body toxins and emotional toxins and how to make that love connection so that you can start this new year off loving yourself and doing the right thing. And I'm here with Dr. McCabe, who's a special guest, my primary guest for the show, and she's going to be giving you some tips later on how to do that. Dr. McCabe, I always like to bring in the fact that because we're so toxic, and we really beat ourselves up at the end of the day because we don't feel good, and we love ourselves with the wrong thing. Like some of my clients say, every single night I hit the bar, and she says, and I can't drink, you know, at home because my spouse don't like me drinking. She says, but that's the only way that I could think about even getting up the next day, and that's the only way that I can think about going to bed. And so these are some of the solutions that I like to talk to people about, is that when you're toxic, the last thing you want to do is become more toxic. What you want to do is you want to clean up at the cellular level. And the way you clean up at the cellular level is you have to give your body good nutrition. And I know that the liver is a major organ that we have, and that we have to learn to love our liver, but we also have to learn to love our kidneys and our pancreas and all of these things. So let's just take it one day at a time, and let's not overwhelm ourselves with all the things that we have to do for our health, because I believe in longevity, and I believe in that there is no reason why the body can't live well into its hundreds. It's what we do to our bodies that shortens our lifespan. And people always says that, you know, it's time consuming to make juices, but it's not time consuming. I believe that the best way to regenerate your liver is through fresh juices, because if you think about fresh juices and lots of greens, it has chlorophyll in it. It has, you know, wheat or barley grass and chlorella, you know, spirulina, all of these things are phytonutrients, is to improve a sluggish liver. And when you improve your sluggish liver, what happens is the body immediately responds with a gift, and that gift is energy. And the other most powerful thing that you could do for your body is garlic and onions and, you know, sulfur. Garlic is one of the most major things that you could do, because it has allicin in it, and that's an antibacterial. It's great for the liver. The liver loves garlic and onions. Garlic helps the liver to rid the body of even some high metals. I mean, I used to do hair analysis, and I still do a lot of it. I do most blood work now, but I remember doing a lot of hair analysis, and periodically I'll do that for metal toxicities. But even with some of the things we could do, like cilantro and garlic and onions, if you do that every day with fresh greens, you're actually ridding your body of some of those metals. And my sister said to me once, she says, you know, I used to just only eat collard greens. She says, but now I eat alfalfa sprouts, kale. She says, and parsley. She says, I don't understand why I keep eating these things. I says, because you have to remember, if you give your body what it needs, it will ask for it. If you give your body coffee and cigarettes in the morning, it will ask for it. If you give your body green drinks, it will ask for it again. So you got to remember, give your body the love that it deserves so that it can start changing around. And I like to talk to people about antioxidants, because I don't want people to feel that if you eat a basket of berries and apples and oranges and cantaloupes that you're going to do the body good. No, if you drink an ounce of the most powerful antioxidants that come from the fruits that I just mentioned, you will do the body good. But if you eat a basket of it, you won't do the body good because now you have too much sugar. So there's a balance to everything that we do in order to create optimal health. And wellness is not an appointment. It's a process. And we're going to be going through this process together. I mean, I still have to go through some processes, and I'm sure you still have to go through some processes. So our listeners are going to be going through a process of wellness with us.
Yes, Ronnie, those things are so important, and it seems that we have some people that want to comment, so I want to reissue the number if anyone wants to join in this conversation, or if you have some practical solutions, questions, or answers, you're free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. And I love what you gave, especially when you talked about the green drinks. Whatever greens they are, the variety, but the chlorophyll. One thing that I wanted to point out is that the chlorophyll is almost an identical match to our blood, meaning chemically, it's chemical composition. So what happens is when you intake this chlorophyll, it helps to detoxify the body. A lot of the times while we're, you know, like you said, we have that brain fog and we're sluggish, or we're thinking thoughts that aren't really healthy, and we say, well, I can't control myself. Well, a lot of the times it's the things that we've been eating that cause chemical imbalances in the body. But when you put more and more of those green things in your body as natural in their raw state as possible, or if you have to get them in a maximum state, be it Potter's, and we'll go over the best ones, they help to actually detoxify. And you will find that it becomes much easier to be happy. It becomes much easier to think happy thoughts. This is not mythical. We are literally what we eat. Or I like to say, Ronnie, we're literally what we consume. And so what we're doing is... Yeah, we're literally what we consume. There is no separation between us and our environment. So as we know, you know, we used to learn in 101 science that we give off carbon dioxide, and that the trees and the green vegetation on Earth gives us oxygen. Well, that's just not for an external being. That's for our whole existence. So as we intake, I just wanted to really go on, because I know a lot of people say, I don't like green stuff. I don't like it. But a lot of times, just in taking that, Ronnie, we've seen that people begin to detoxify, and they say, wow, it's a lot easier now for me to love myself and go on that walk. It's a lot easier now for me to think this way, because it's one of the simple things that we, of course, include in this, in helping the body to detoxify, to reach this whole body wellness.
Wow. You know, I just had someone, they asked me a question. They said, you know, this is really great stuff. But what are the benefits of detoxification? Because, you know, I wrote that book, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, and it immediately went to the New York Times bestseller. And that's been over, 10 years ago? And people are still buying that book. But, you know, one of the reasons why people are still buying that book is because they now understand that 1 pound a day or 21 pounds in 21 days is just one benefit. That's one benefit. When I went down the road of wanting to do this radio show, and I love Transformational Talk Radio, because it covers so many different avenues of wellness. But the benefits of detoxification is not just weight loss, because sometimes that can be a side effect of detoxification. But I think the major benefit that people get here is the increase of the natural body to return its immune system to an optimal level. It gives the body the ability to clean the liver, the kidney, and have what's called blood purification. It allows the brain to have more mental clarity. And the other thing that people say all the time is that it allows me to get rid of, I hear this a lot, my sugar addiction. I have not heard so many people this year than I've had in many, many years of doing this work saying that I'm sugar addicted. I know it. I'm trying to get rid of sugar. And that's the reason why I drink every night. It's because it's a form of sugar. And then I eat sugar food and high fructose corn syrup and carbs all day. That's all they eat. But the other benefit that I like to talk about besides breaking bad eating habits, you start to feel this sense of wellness return. Like I always tell people, how do I know that I'm feeling good that day? Because I sing in the shower. You will do something that you've never done before in a long time. Like all of a sudden you want to skip rope. All of a sudden you want to, like, you know, my sister said, she says, I all of a sudden had this new thing that I didn't want my husband to walk the dog anymore. I started walking the dog. And she says, the dog was confused. She says, because I started running the dog and the dog just stopped and looked at me and go, what are you doing? So yeah. She says, I didn't understand why I felt the way I felt. I said, well, I can tell you why you felt the way you felt. You feel a sense of wellness starts to return and you start to feel healthier. And when you feel that, you want to do better things for your body. You want to be healthier when you feel just a little healthy. So that's a good start to start to embark on a detoxification program. Those are the benefits. There you are. And so now we're going to talk about how to detox when we come back. And you know what, Dr. McCabe, I'm excited to hear what you have to say about love, because like I said, I'm not kidding you. I love you dearly. I'm still trying to love my body. I talk to myself.
Yeah.
So when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about some of the ways what we can do to love our bodies, and then I can tell you how to detox so that you can feel that sense of wellness when we return.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
The Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie. She will change your thinking about your health, your body, and your mind. One of the most dynamic holistic experts in the country, Dr. Ronnie, best-selling author, naturopathic doctor, independent scientific researcher, registered nurse, and founder of Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. Each week, this media sensation will help you obtain optimal health through her no-nonsense advice and world-renowned guests. This show features holistic solutions and remedies to the health concerns that are on your mind and in your body. Whether Dr. Ronnie talks about how to make healthy meals, detoxing your body, she will discuss the latest advancements in longevity or life extension therapies. She will discuss treatments you won't believe we still use in this country to treatments that we should use and don't. Are you open? Are you ready? Let's say yes to Dr. Ronnie. The end game is helping you make the whole body healthier. Say yes to the Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Hello, back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and we're joined with Dr. McCabe, who is also our special guest and our primary guest, and we're here to talk to you about detoxification and emotional wellness and how to make that love connection. Dr. McCabe, I want to tell you, I'm enjoying you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell people how to drink green drinks, and, you know, they're going to frown at me, but then you're going to make them happy because you're going to talk to them about love and how to have some delicious food. And I'm not mad. I know people don't like it when they hear this, but, you know, the most important thing that ever helped me in my life was detoxification, and that's why I'm good at it. And when we start getting into the 21 chronic illnesses, I have a special protocol for each chronic illness on how to detox the body. I work with some of the most prominent doctors around the country, and together we put together protocols not only for cancer, for Lyme, HIV, arthritis, rheumatoid, multiple sclerosis, IBS, colon diseases. Every chronic illness, you need a detoxification component to it. And detoxification is not what I consider a juice cleanse, because so many people misunderstand that detoxification is a juice cleanse. No, we drink juice, but it's not a juice cleanse. That's just one part of what we do when it comes to detoxification. But I'm going to leave everyone with a sort of a schedule for detoxification. And I'm going to give a gift out today. A couple of gifts out, but one gift I want to give out is I want to give a great protein green smoothie for overall wellness. That has nothing to do with weight loss, but it has to do with overall wellness. Because today we're talking about body detoxification and emotions and love. But our next show or a show down the line, I'm going to go specifically into how do you lose 21 pounds in 21 days? Because that's a hot topic. It has been a hot topic for many years. But I love my body, and I love you, and I love my audience, and I love my listeners. And that's why I'm here to say it's really about whole body wellness. It's about giving your body the best nutrition that you can give it every single day, all day. Maximum nutrition all day long, and that's what you do. And you want to start with, in the morning, I'm going to tell you, I start with the green smoothie. And whoever wakes up with me, whether my kids are here, my granddaughter's here, they're getting a green smoothie, okay? And so now they expect it. But my favorite green smoothie is because it has all of the components that I love in it, is you can take yourself like a tablespoon of two of a concentrated green powder. And then you take yourself a tablespoon or a half a tablespoon of coconut oil or flaxseed oil. You can be flexible here. And then you have like one tablespoon of lecithin granules. And that will give you a lot of energy. And then you can take yourself like a cup of frozen berries. I mean, any type of berries, blueberries, blackberries, whatever. And try not to have so much sugar when it comes to a green drink. A cup is enough of nutrients for your sweetener. Some people like to add a little bit of stevia to make it even sweeter. But I believe that the longer you do this, the less you're going to want sugar. And remember, the other thing about this drink, and that's my favorite green smoothie, the other thing about this drink, not only do I put a little bit of protein powder in it, and I always get a low carbohydrate protein powder. So you've got your scoop of protein powder, just a half a scoop. You have a tablespoon or two of a green powder, your favorite. You have a tablespoon of coconut oil, and you have a tablespoon of lecithin granules. and you can add a cup of berries. You won't be hungry. You will have lots of energy. It is great for your immune system. And you will not think about processed foods. Because, first of all, you're going to do it in a bullet. And it doesn't take more than 5 or 10 minutes to make a drink like this, because you want to set your kitchen up for success. Set your life up for success. When I go in my kitchen, I don't go down there thinking about what am I going to have for breakfast and waste all that time. I'm on automatic pilot. I get the scooper out of each one of those cans. I throw it in the bullet with my berries. I'm telling you, 5 minutes and I feel great all day. Now, of course, people are saying, so what do you do after that? Well, it depends on if you're detoxing. But 2 hours after that, I'll make myself like maybe, you know, a bowl of oatmeal, or I may have some eggs. And then 2 hours after that, now you got to remember, I'm what's called a mono food eater. I take one or two food groups at a time, no more than that. And then when lunchtime comes, I'm a soup lady too. Everyone knows I love soup. I'll have a bowl of soup. Keep it simple. And I'm going to give a soup recipe one day too. I mean, I have at least 40 different soups, and we're going to throw them all on our website soon. But believe me, soup is full of nutrients, vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients and fiber. It keeps the body wholesome, and it keeps the body from being hungry, and it keeps your blood sugar even. And don't forget to drink the broth after you make your soup. I'll throw that recipe up on the website tomorrow. And then 2 hours later, you have yourself what's called an antioxidant drink. Just a shot or maybe an ounce or two, depending on what type of antioxidant you purchase. But I purchase high potent phytonutrients, antioxidants that's full of all types of berries, resveratrol, goji berries. And it must taste good because I'm going to drink it every single day. And also I have another antioxidant that's really, really powerful. It's full of different exotic seeds and it tastes good. And then at night, I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to have like just vegetables, or I'm just going to have a salad. I may have a piece of salmon or a piece of protein or something, but I am not going to be hungry. I'm going to have lots of energy, and that's called a whole wellness day. It's not a detox day, and a lot of people misunderstand that detoxification for weight loss is completely different from detoxification for wellness. And I would like to invite you to talk to us about your recipe for love and how I can wake up tomorrow and feel good.
Right, right. You gave such excellent suggestions, Ronnie. Those things were really great. And one of the things I've seen at In Love is that there, we only within our nutritional plan, most of us are used to only using 10% of the foods that are available on the planet. So one of the suggestions that I do give, as long as it's not a hybrid and it's just a natural food, is that I try something different every day. One of my favorite love foods are mangoes, because, you know, I had that sugar addiction too. But when I did the green detox, it took me away, and I replaced the Snickers bars or the chocolate that I so craved for a mango. And it just, it helped me to love myself, because it was delicious and it's full of antioxidants. It's full of phytonutrients. It's great for the skin. It clears up the acne and increases your bowel. It does all of these wonderful things, and it tastes great. So find something, experiment with different natural fruits, and do them in their limitation, and see which one you love the best, and replace that for some unhealthy food habit you may have. The other thing that I would suggest is you have to get the deep breathing in. I know that there are natural gurus out there that say you could do all this and never exercise. That's not realistic. We have to move. Our bodies were created in order to move. We have to get the oxygen. Oxygen is the number one thing that does what? It kills foreign bacteria and viruses, and it naturally detoxifies our blood. So the more that we move, you detoxify. I always suggest to do some deep breathing first thing in the morning, and ideally, you should always do some type of activity for at least 10 to 15 minutes in the morning to get the oxygenation of that blood going, which helps to detoxify it, and it creates a sense of love. It creates the endorphins in your brain, and you say, wow, I really feel great. Now, that's loving yourself in a practical way, because now you've helped your mind, you've helped your physical well-being, and you feel good because it releases the endorphins.
Oh, that was so profound. Thank you so much. I'm going to start tomorrow, and I want everyone to join with me, because this is the year 2015 where it's time to not only get healthier, but be happier. See you next week for more goals. We're reaching people around the globe to help you to live a healthier and happy life. Thank you so much, Dr. McCabe.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.